Tom, interesting that the NBA is discussing that their non-playoff teams will be able to play in like their own bubble in Chicago. And I know that's something the NHL has even looked at with their seven teams that wouldn't happen maybe until like October. But I could see how neither league wants to have, you know, a quarter of their teams basically not playing for 9 months.
And that's insane. If you think about it, I know it's easy to get caught up in the hype of the teams that are going to be back, everything resuming, and how quickly we can forget those other teams that are still part of the league. And quite frankly, they need to play. Like, they need to stay sharp. They need their guys to be fit. I know these guys are athletes and they're pros, but you and I both know that they're not always self-motivated to be at the gym and make sure they're staying in playing shape. It happens. That's human nature. And athletes are no different. So I kind of like this idea. Get them playing. It's exhibition style. You know, kind of summer league motif. That's cool. But here's the flip side of that. Some teams are debating not coming back. I don't know. Are they that worried about injury? Or when you think about that, Greggs, and these teams not wanting to come back, even to play in a exhibition type of scenario, like, what's the downside?
Well, I think some of them don't want to. They don't want extra exposure at the end of the day, right? They don't want to put themselves in a risk potentially of getting COVID. Although now, obviously, if they're staying at home, they feel like their risks are minimalized, and I understand right. that. So now, you know, they're in a position that most of us aren't, where they're financially, a lot of them are set where they can sit out a year. You know, vast majority. I'm sure there's the odd player on team that, you know, if they're smart with their money, they'd be able to afford to sit out no problem. But, you know, so that's a luxury that most of us don't have. But I don't hold that against the players. If some choose to say, you know what, I'm not going to do it. But I'm also not going to start applauding a guy like Desmond where everybody all, oh, look at him. He's so great. I'm like, the guy made $80 million. It's easy for him to say, I don't want to play for 2 months.
Right. And here's the other thing, too, is like the protocols would be the same as the guys at the Walt Disney World Resort, too. They're going to be tested regularly, almost daily, if not daily. And they'll do everything to ensure the health and safety of the players and the staff and everyone involved is there. So I get the COVID thing. And you know, if they could pull off a good, secure bubble in Chicago. And you're right. Listen, I'm not going to get mad or be upset if an athlete says I'm going to play it safe, especially if there's not really anything on the line in terms of championships potentially. I'll never knock an athlete in the time of a global pandemic for playing it safe. And there's many reasons, as we've discussed before, for each individual to make their respective decision. But I kind of like having every fan base engaged at a time when people are just starving for their teams to be back. Something to root for in a time when, you know, we haven't been getting a ton of good news. Fortunately for us in the hockey world that we're getting some good news, but, you know, for the basketball fans out there, I think it'd be really cool to see all teams playing to some extent, even if it's in an exhibition scenario and the guys aren't going 110%.
Tom Gazzola, join us in the Chronicles on Edmonton Sports Leader TSN 1260. I guess there's two ways to look at it. You can say, wow, this person's a real optimist, or they're out of touch with reality. In regards to Mr. Steinbrenner with the New York Yankees and saying how he expects to see fans later this season. Like, it's almost like he's not watching what's going on in the United States and how the spread is massively quick. And it hasn't, if anything, it's gained steam and momentum here the last few weeks.
Yeah, and listen, I like the optimism too, and I've stayed optimistic throughout this whole thing. But to say you're confident and you're working with Andrew Cuomo and the state to make sure that fans could be potentially in the stadium up to a third of the capacity at Yankee Stadium in a 60-game season and you're figuring out configurations, I think that's a bit pie in the sky, to be honest with you, Gregor, because, like, and I know things in New York have settled down quite a bit. They've got things sorted out to a pretty decent extent, but man, oh, man, I think you're playing with fire. Again, it's kind of like that the NASCAR race we were talking about last week, where all of a sudden, you know, it could seat like 300,000, and they're looking to bring in half of that. And you still look at the situations. You get people in at the gates, at concessions and all of that. And I think you're risking it. I really feel you're risking it still. And, you know, it might be 2 or 3 months away before, you know, people would be in theory brought back into Yankee Stadium, but I would stay away. And listening to Steinbrenner talk about that, I'm like, come on, man. Like, why? Why even play with fire? And that's just my opinion, though. But if they want to keep fans out until there's a vaccine and the vaccine's proven, I'm A-okay with that.
Tom, you know, a lot of people, we got a lot of texts. We had a lot of people saying, man, you look at what happened with MLS when they announced that the six Dallas players had tested positive for COVID since the team's arrival, right? So now, and that begs the question of, did one player bring it in or did they have it before, right? And so that's why, you know, my understanding now is players, once they're arriving, they're getting tested in their cities even before training camp officially begins. And obviously some players are testing positive and you know, are then going to be quarantined respectfully for it. It's, I think if people are expecting somehow COVID not to impact the NHL when they arrive, I think you're just setting yourself up for failure. The goal is hopefully once they get in, you know, on July 26th or 7th, whatever date it is, by then, you know, that they will have all the tests, all the people that have tested positive, you know, have gone through their 2-week protocol and now they're fine so they can come. I'm curious if a player tests positive, let's say on July 20th, I have to assume he can't fly with his team into the hub city.
I mean, I think that would be the safest way to go about it. Keep him out and then, you know, monitor him, isolate, and then retest after, you know, a week, 2 weeks, until a doctor or health official deems it's safe to bring him back. And you're right. You need to be minimizing the risk 110% to the fullest extent that you can. And that's making sure that if a guy tests positive, he gets through that virus, kills it, and his body takes care of what it needs to do to get him back to, you know, relative healthiness. Then when all of the boxes are checked, bring them back and implement them back. But I would keep any player that tests positive like completely away. And I think that's the way the league's going to go about it. It's the right way to do it. Don't even take a risk. Don't even take a risk. There's no point to take a risk because with what we're seeing in the uptick, it's a harsh reality that this thing is completely prevalent still. And we're watching it with our friends south of the border right now. And we should be looking at that and say, listen, there's no point in messing around. Take every precaution necessary. It's not like, especially with pro sports and the major four leagues, and you could throw MLS into that mix. There's no reason to spare any expense because they want to make money, but they got to spend money. And if that's in health and safety, do it right and don't mess around.
Gazzola, is there a topping you put on pizza that most people don't think is common that you really like?
I love ranch. I eat my crust with ranch or a Chipotle ranch, Greg. I absolutely love it. I think ranch is the most versatile dressing / dip / sauce ever. Peppercorn ranch, something like that. I love it on my pizza.
So have you ever ordered through Papa John's no tomato sauce, just put the ranch as your sauce?
No, I didn't even know that was an option.
Dude.
I didn't do that.
Dude, man. Yeah, it is, and it's unbelievable. Try it next time. I have it at Papa John's all the time. It's unreal because I can't really eat tomatoes very much anymore. So I just put the ranch sauce. Oh, so good.
Oh, man. I love ranch. What happened with you and tomatoes?
You know, I can eat it. Doesn't really agree with me much later. So.
Oh. Yeah. That sucks. As an Italian,
I don't need to be Johnny Cash, if you know what I'm saying. So that's why I try to avoid it when I can. So, yeah. Well, Tommy, have yourself a good weekend. And do you think the NHL will have a CBA ratified by Monday?
By Monday, I'll say yes, Greg. I like the way this is headed. I will say absolutely. We're talking about teams coming back in phase 3, by Monday.
Have a good weekend, Tommy.
Thank you. You too, Greg.